Today I'm going to bring a study called The Purpose of Preaching, and I'll start in Psalm 40, verse 9. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. And that word preached in Hebrew means basar, and it means properly to be fresh, that is full, rosy, cheerful, to announce glad news, messenger, preach, publish, show forth, tell good tidings. So I want to start off by saying years ago, kings had men who would go to the streets before internet and mass media to proclaim the news of the kingdom. These men were called public criers or town criers. And it's a tradition that actually still exists today, but it's almost disappeared. So the Lord, being King of Kings and Lord of Lords, has charged those who serve him to go and preach the good news to all people. We have a responsibility given to us to take the news of Christ's sacrifice, his resurrection, obedience, and repentance to God to the world. Mark 16, 15-16. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And that word preach is kerusso in the Greek, and it means to herald as a public crier, especially divine truth, the gospel. And we just talked about the public crying history. And it's really as simple as that. Those who hear, believe, and do the word of God will be saved. Those who don't believe the news will be condemned. We warn of judgment, wrath, and fiery indignation, which the Lord will bring to all those who reject the truth. It's up to them to believe it or not. Matthew 4, verse 23. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. John 3:18-19. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. 2 Corinthians 5:10-11. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. So when a man is a listener, someone who hears the herald of good news and asks questions or seeks to know more, the Spirit gives us the words to say, persuading men to seek out the Lord while he may be found. Isaiah 55:6-7. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. But the purpose of our preaching is not to win intellectual debates, nor to convince them who have no desire for the Lord, but to call those who are willing to the marriage supper, exhorting them in truth to prepare themselves for the coming kingdom of God. Luke 14:23. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. That word compel means anagkazo in the Greek, and it means to necessitate. So it's a necessity. Compel them. Since Jesus is the only way to eternal life, we compel those who hear to strive to enter in, to prepare themselves, washing their garments and purging themselves of sin. 2 Timothy 2:21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Revelation 7:13-14. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Many will think it's foolish, far too simple or crazy. But hasn't the Lord chosen the foolish things to confound the wise and prudent? Is not that which man esteems an abomination in the sight of God? 1 Corinthians 1:17-25. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. And Luke 16:15. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. So in conclusion, the servants of the Lord are called to be public criers or town criers of the good news of Jesus Christ, a condemnation to those who believe not, but hope to those who hear and understand. We are ambassadors of the Lord and messengers of his goodness and his severity. Many will not hear, many will mock and think it's foolishness, but this is what the scripture says will happen. So let us go and make known the good news of Jesus Christ, for the glory of God first, for our neighbor's souls second. 1 Corinthians 10:31-33. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all for the glory of God. Do all to the glory of God. Give none offense neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. So that was my study on the purpose of preaching.
Good job, brother. Excellent. That was really edifying. I had a verse here, Galatians 1:8. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you, that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Yeah, this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart as a street preacher. We hear it all the time. People are biblically illiterate. The word of God has been perverted in the churchianity places. They've reduced the proclamation of God's word down to hirelings in wooden boxes called a pulpit on Sunday in their controlled man-made religious building with their itchy-eared messages and their link to the world. Whenever we go out preaching, people will always say, oh, this doesn't work, it's not effective, why are you doing it? They don't get the fact that it's not that we're not supposed to be doing it. It's clear all over the Bible. John the Baptist was a preacher, street preacher. Paul was a street preacher. Jesus was street preaching on the Sermon on the Mount. Peter street preached in the temple, and so did Paul, or in the synagogues as well. It's not that the preaching is unbiblical. People always seem to forget. The reason preaching isn't well received today, it's not because of the style, it's because of the message. We go into the street, lift up Christ, call people to repentance, and they think that doesn't work because it's not effective. But it's not because street preaching isn't effective. We know it's effective to those that have ears to hear. The reason it's not effective is because people today are so hard-hearted, stiff-necked, rebellious. Jesus said, will there be any faith left on earth when the Son of Man returns? So yeah, that's a great topic, near and dear to my heart. People do not understand biblical preaching. They like it when musicians get up and do their thing, when sports heroes do their thing, when music plays and is blasted out, they don't like when you lift up your voice for Jesus Christ. We see that all the time. So yeah, great topic. Street preaching, public crier, heralder of truth. And I love that historical aspect. You're exactly right. Still goes on in some places, I guess. Here in America, let me throw this in. All the patriots here in America that love war and love America, patriotism, all that. Yeah, there was a famous preacher called Paul Revere. Not that I condone his lifestyle or whatever he did, but he rode from town to town saying, the British are coming. The British are coming. Getting America ready for war. So they love street preachers for their own corrupt, perverted ways, but not for the proclamation of the gospel. Good job, brother. That was awesome. Brother Zelos, any thoughts?
Just one. Whenever I think about preaching the gospel, I think of Revelation 14, verse 6 and 7. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. So if they have a problem with men preaching, Jesus Christ shed his blood for you, repent and obey him, what are they going to do when an angel comes and tells them to fear God and give him glory and worship him, for judgment is coming?
Yeah, that's a great point. In Revelation that we're studying through, we're told to preach the gospel till Christ comes, and then the angels in the tribulation come to finish the job, basically. And yeah, what are people going to do then? That's a great point. I do have a question. So I think we all know what we would consider street preaching. But what else is street preaching besides just lifting up your voice? What else do we do that's also street preaching?
Witnessing the gospel, just talking to people, yeah, sharing the good news, proclaiming it.
Yeah, yeah. So our wives, you know, none of us walk around saying our wives are street preachers, but our wives go out with gospel cards and share the gospel with people, talking to them. That's a form of preaching, public heralder, telling the good news. So there's a lot of different ways that it's done, and it's biblical to do so. We see even the ladies sharing truth in the Bible. So yeah, that's a great topic, and it's another one of those things where the world and churchianity is blind to it because they don't know Scripture, and they don't rightly exegese it, and don't know the word. That they don't even know what the word preach means. Another good reason why we look at the Greek and the Hebrew words. You say preacher, and everybody thinks of a guy in a wooden box. But when you define what it is, that Jesus and Paul and John the Baptist and Peter and John were preachers out in the public places, it really makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Brother Cool. Thank you for bringing that. God be praised.